Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Welcome back into the program as we continue on this Friday. Long weekend coming up, but we've got a lot to get to between now and then. We have Janice McCord joining us in studio with Campus Life, and we're going to talk about something that's very interesting. We're going to talk about 7 days in Utopia and find out how this, how Janice is involved in this, and some great things coming up, golf tournaments and whatnot. Janice, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brian?
Doing very, very well. So, tell us what's going on here with the movie and golf, and it's a golf movie, and how Campus Life is involved.
Wonderful. Well, 7 Days of Utopia is a new movie coming to Winsong this week only, starting September 2nd through the 8th. It's about a young man, Lucas Black. He's a young golfer on a PGA Tour. He has a really, really bad... I don't know what you call it, a bad hit. He just doesn't, he's not doing very well on the tour. Mm-hmm. He meets Robert Duvall's character in Utopia, Texas. He spends 7 days in Utopia, and it kind of transforms his life and what his life is going to be from then on as a golfer and as
so
a person.
That's kind of the, but how are you involved in this? And I was just curious. I mean, there's a special screening and golf and all this kind of stuff.
Well,
so
Campus Life has partnered with Kingdom Corporate Golf, who's working with Barry Landis, Landis Entertainment, who's putting on this movie. And we just happened to have the opportunity because Bill Poirier with Kingdom Corporate Golf thought this would be a great opportunity for us since we are throwing a Pastors Golf tournament.
Yeah. Bill is a great guy. He's done a lot to help locals here in this area and bring golf is very popular, obviously. Now, I'm not a golfer. I have a bad wing here now, too. But golfing is very, very popular. A lot of folks like to do that. And it's a fundraiser that a lot of people actually try, but you know what's measuring success in golf tournaments can be different for different groups, and I think Bill brings a different perspective to that.
He does. We're grateful for having the opportunity working with Bill on this golf event. I think this is the first Pastors Golf tournament that's ever been in Murfreesboro, so it's a great opportunity for Campus Life to let people know who we are as an organization and for a day to appreciate our clergy, because that's pretty much what the day is about. Mm-hmm. And the pastors and ministers don't necessarily have to play, but it's just a day to appreciate them and say thank you.
Sure. What is Campus Life?
Well, Campus Life is a local nonprofit here in Murfreesboro. We deal with junior high and high school kids. We are a nonprofit that helps with leadership, mentoring, character building through our activities and our trips that we have. We're actually having a trip tomorrow in Smyrna, our student staff retreat, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. So we are on the campuses at Smyrna and Blackman Middle, and our high school youth meets at Monday night at our location on Ridgely Road.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember hearing a long, long time ago about, you know, when I was in high school, so that was back in the dark ages,
but no.
You know, there was actually a Campus Life for not club, but I mean that's during
exactly
club time
what
you
it
would
is.
Go
club time. That's exactly us. That's who we are. Campus Life. We're still around. It's been around since the 80s, and we're still here. So
now, what's the draw to these young people about Campus Life? Do you think?
You know, I think because we just keep it simple. We're there for the kids. We love to have fun with the kids, and we're there to help them with whatever issues that they have. We're there to be their mentors, their guidance, and just to help them every day with whatever issues that they're having. So.
Well, you're a young person yourself.
So. I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Why are you interested in Campus Life?
You know what? I didn't have a Campus Life at my school, and I started volunteering there, and I love their mission. I love their vision, and I knew I had to get involved with them, and I just love what I do. I love working with the kids. I love how they interact with each other, and I just think it's a great, great organization to be a part of.
It's really grown, I think. I'm not sure exactly where the roots started, but all over the mid-state.
It is. It's actually worldwide. In Middle Tennessee, we have 7 different counties that are involved with Campus Life, and we actually have over 1,300 kids a week that participate in club with Campus Life. So it's definitely growing.
Janice McCord is joining us here today to talk about Campus Life and some great activities that are coming up. So Why a Pastor's Golf Appreciation Tournament? Why does Campus Life choose that?
You know, we chose Pastor's Golf Appreciation because, one, we are a ministry-focused organization, and it's something that's never been done before. We wanted to definitely target something that's never been done before. We knew we wanted to do a golf tournament, of course, because we're partnering with Bill. And so that was probably a new target for us, and I think that with so many churches around here, it being the Bible Belt, that's something that we thought Murfreesboro would enjoy and like to participate in.
You know, it's probably really a great partnership between Campus Life and Pastors, because to get these young people into church, another group of mentors, you can never have too many.
Exactly. And we would love to have that revolving door with the churches, and a lot of churches don't know about Campus Life, and this is a great opportunity for them to get to know us as well as for us to know them.
Janice, the golf tournament, still some spots open, I would assume?
Oh, there's plenty of spots open, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. We would love to hear from anyone who wants to play. You don't have to necessarily sponsor your pastor. If you want to play as an individual, you can do that as well. Or if you have a team, you can do that as well.
And you said that you want folks who even are not golfers, pastors who aren't even golfers,
right,
they can come out and kind
exactly.
of a hobnob thing.
Exactly. It's just a day for pastors to say thank you and eat and smell the warm green, you know.
Yeah, well, when you mentioned eat, you know, I haven't met many pastors that don't like to eat.
Exactly.
I'm in the Baptist church, so you look for any excuse to eat. This is going to be held at Indian Hills, right?
Indian Hills Golf Club, October 17th, 1:30. I think registration starts at 12:30.
Yeah, I was just looking here to see if it's on this registration. Now, how can we register? Is it online?
Yes,
or something
actually,
like that?
You can register online. You can call me at the office at 615-890-3203 if you'd like to register, or you can go to our website. It's tinyurl.com/3GH3MOS. Again, that's tinyurl.com/3GH3MOS.
Very good. Now, I want to get back to, we kind of touched on it a second ago about the 7 days in Utopia,
yes,
the movie. I guess this is a good way to kind of tie all of this
exactly.
together.
Exactly. We were definitely glad that Bill told us about this movie, because we can definitely segue into the Pastor's Golf Tournament. We will have someone there every day at the 4:15 show talking about the Pastor's Golf Tournament coming up. And I think Elsa will be there today in about 30 minutes. So she'll be there discussing the tournament and a little bit about Campus Life as well.
Now, today is the first showing,
the first showing, yeah, at Winsong Carmike Theater. So everybody go and watch it.
Now, is this out at other theaters, or is this
It is. It's okay. Actually in Franklin as well, Chattanooga. They've hit a couple other metropolitan areas, and they definitely want to do one in Murfreesboro. So we definitely appreciate it, because it's only going to be here for a week.
Sure. One week and 1 week only, right?
1 week and 1 week only.
Now, is this a true story? Do you know? Or
I think it's based on, I think it has true elements or true events. So, yeah, I believe so. With Robert Duvall, you can probably never go wrong. So.
You know, he is a great actor. And
he is.
The poster promoting the movie has him in a cowboy hat, so whenever you see him in a hat, you know,
yeah.
I guess being Texas, drawing that kind of,
it's a win.
Drawing that in, it's going to be great. Now, how do you get tickets? Is it just like going to the theater normally?
Exactly. It's just like going to the theater normally. You can just go up to the counter and say, I want to watch 7 Days of Utopia. And if you want to grab a brochure or information about Campus Life, there should be some information actually in the theater or right outside the movie theater about it.
It's rated G, so it's a good movie for the whole
right.
family. How do you get into this kind of relationship with the Winsong? That seems pretty neat to be able to tell your story before the movie.
Right. Well, actually, we just, by luck, really by God, I wouldn't call it luck. It was definitely a blessing. You know, it just so happened to be the perfect timing for this movie to come out, and Kingdom Corporate Golf was involved, and of course, we're involved with them, and it was just perfect timing. I think it was God's timing, but...
Everything all works together for a reason there. The Winsong 16, by the way, is on Case and Lane, the Carmike Theater here in town, September 2nd through the 8th. So it starts today and runs through the 8th of September, and looks like several showings as well.
That's right, 1:30, 4:15, 7 o'clock, and 9:30. And for all those people who want to be fiscally responsible, I recommend the 4:15 matinee, because it's just $5. So
there you go. That is a good deal.
Yes.
The 4:15 is $5. The early 1:30 is what, $7.50?
I think adult is $7.50.
Adult $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So some good prices to see the movie,
yes,
as well. And again, Academy Award winner Robert Duvall and others are in there. Melissa Leo also. So should be a great movie. And Campus Life, if someone would like more information about Campus Life, maybe moms and dads who are listening that have junior high and high school kids out there, maybe to encourage them to join Campus Life.
What would they do? We would love for them to come. Actually, our high school meets on Monday nights, like I said, or they can contact me via email at Janice, that's J-E-A-N-I-C-E, at mtcampuslife.com, or they can give me a call at 890-3203. Again, that number is 890-3203.
Now, Richley Road, that's...
Right behind Chewy's.
Yeah, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's there.
Smell the Mexican food, and both Mexican foods, and just come on back, and that's where we'll be.
Now, are you in the building where MTSUT's and all is located?
Oh, we're right across. We're right in the middle. We're in between Chewy's and IDST's.
Okay, so you're the second building.
Yes, there you go.
I know exactly where you are.
We eat, and then we go get a t-shirt.
There you go.
Exactly.
Works out perfectly. Very good. Well, Janice, thanks for coming in today. And
thanks for
again, you've got mtcampuslife.com. Is that a website too?
Actually, our website is www.mtcampuslife.com, but it's under development. So it may say under construction. So you can just email me directly.
Email there. And I'm sure there's a lot of information about Campus Life online. You can just do
Facebook page. Please like our page. We have our kids on there, our events that we have upcoming. So please like us and follow us on Twitter. Campus Life Murfreesboro.
Awesome. Very good. That Twitter thing is going crazy, isn't it? Janice, appreciate you coming in again. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Very good. Janice McCord joining us today, talking about Campus Life and all the great things going on there. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap things up in a moment.